Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning. I was a young boy at the age of 5. My mother said I'd be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man. I made 21. I want you to believe me, honey. We're having lots of fun. I'm a man. I spell M-H-I-N, that rubber band main, no B, O-C-H-I-Y, that spell managed boy, but a main. I'm a full-grown man. I'm a man. I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man. I'm a hoochie-coochie man. Sitting on the outside, just me, my mate. I made the moon. Come up 2 hours late. Well, not a man. I spell him H-I-N, that rather than man. No B, O-C-H-I-Y, that spell managed boy. I'm a man, I'm a full-grown man, I'm a man, I'm a rolling stone, I'm a man, full-grown man, oh well, oh well.
What's going on? What's going on, everybody? Man, I hope everybody out there having a good, blessed one today, man, and having a good week. Staying out the way, man. And for those of y'all that was there or didn't go, man, Big Jake race, man, he had a nice turnout. Good action-packed race, man. Shoot. Friday, had a bunch of racing going on, some grudging locked in. I think they even did a four-car shootout, and Saturday had a shootout and some more grudge racing, man. It was just racing after racing after racing, man. So y'all definitely, if y'all didn't go, y'all definitely missed out on it, but it definitely was a nice turnout on the event. Give a shout-out to everybody that went and showed out, whether you won or lost, man, the winners of the shootouts and everything. And hopefully, man, we can just keep that momentum going for the upcoming season, man, with all the racing that they got coming up and going. Let's see here. But yeah, other than that, man, they ain't much going on tonight, man. Let's see. Got a hand up already. 832-0980. Mic open. 832-0980. All right. Close you back up. There might have been a mistake. But, yeah. Man, hope y'all... Hopefully y'all win, y'all enjoy, man. I know we got Alley Cat finna be coming up next month with this invitational deal. If y'all haven't by now, I guess y'all will. If he'll be sending invites for that 20K invitational shootout. Let me see if I can get him on here. Maybe he can explain a little more about it. But I know it's invitational. I want to say like a $500 entry. Paying out $20,000. I think it's going to start paying out after the second round. I think he's going to start paying back or something like that. I'm going to have to try to get him on here and see if I can get him explaining, man. I know he got some other stuff lined up for the event. Grudge Racing, I think he got a four-car shootout going on with a $1,000 entry fee. He going to put $1,000 on top. And let me see. I'm trying to get the old fly here. Yeah, small tire, four, okay. And then he got 580, $100 entry, $3,000 on top, and 7-0 with a $100 entry with 700 on top. The invitational, let's see, the invitational is 32. The first 32 cars, I guess, that sign up and send their deposit for the shootout to be the ones that's gonna be in it with four alternates. Just in case somebody can't make it. Hold on, let me try to get Alley Cat on here and he can probably better explain it. Baby.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please. I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not...
Hi, well, I can't get him on. I guess I'm going to try to text him and see if I can get him on. He might still be at work, but other than that, man, if anybody got some upcoming events or anything that they would like to share, please feel free, press the 1 button and come on and get it out if you got to get it out. I'm not for sure of, man, what other events they got in as far as DFW and all that, man. I'm sure there's something else coming up. Press the 1 button and let me know. Other than that, man, if y'all got something y'all want to start up or a topic y'all want to bring up, feel free to press the 1 button also and get something going. I ain't got nothing planned, nothing in mind, man. I just got to say I had myself a good time at Jake Race, man. It was a good turnout. 832-8331, your mic open.
Hey, guys, this is Lil Bill.
What's going on, Bill?
How y'all doing tonight, everybody? Y'all
doing good, sir.
Man, I just wanna I wanna give a big shout out to Jake, the DFW family, for having a race and letting everybody come and invade in their race. You know, the great turnout. For the most part, I want to give God the most highly. And I want to let everybody know that was at the races. It was something to be thankful for because it was a great turnout. I mean, you know, it was a misunderstanding Saturday night, but, you know, everything was good. I want to give a big shout-out to all the Houston guys that went down to support Jake, you know. I want to give a shout-out to Great Flower and crew for doing a fantastic job. Nick went down and did his thing. Chino went down and done his thing, you know. It was just a lot. It was just a lot going on, and that's what it's all about. When you go have fun, you gonna end up having fun. It take a load off your body to go see something different, you know. And I got on here. I don't know if Gordon on here or not, but I wanted to let him know that I had his dad in prayer because he had a little mishap out there, and I just wanted to make sure he was good, and I know God had him covered, but he passed out, and I just want to, you know, let God know that he wasn't in my prayers, you know, because, you never know what it's going to be like until it happens. But he took sick, and I was just wanting to see if Gordon was on the phone to see how he was doing, you know, because that was dangerous. You know, he's on the starting line, and he passed out, you know, and there's a million people around, and I just wanted to let him know that he was in prayer and to see was he good. So if Gordon come on, just let him know that I, you know, was asking about his dad, you know. But other than that, it was great, you know. I mean, I put my sister down Saturday, but I just wanted to, you know, make sure she was all right. But I just wanted to clear my mind and move around a little bit and go have some fun, you know, because I know my family was going through a whole lot. And I just wanted them to, you know, enjoy themselves and, you know, by themselves. And I just went down just to have a little fun, man. But I mean, this is what I like to do. This is what I do, you know. I just want what I seen Friday and Saturday. What I want to see all the time. Not just at HMP, not just at Everdale, but just move around and see something different, other people, you know, and just have fun doing what you do, man. But with that, man, I just wanted to get on here and just give a shout out to all the racers, the fans, you know, everybody. And I know they gave me the Grudge Race of the Year, being in performance. And Chino and Nick, we all got Grudge Races, you know, trophies. Thanks to Batman and his family for doing that, you know. I never thought it was coming until I went down that Saturday because I never heard about it. But, I mean, I just want to thank them for you know, giving us the opportunity to win the trophy, you know. But, I mean, there's other races out there, too. Not just saying we deserved it, but, I mean, you know, they gave it to us because for what we done. But there's more to come, you know. This ain't the end of it. But if Gordon get on here, man, I'm gonna be on mute. So I just want to check on his dad for the most part, see how he doing.
All right, for sure. Yeah, I don't see him on here yet, Bill.
Okay.
I don't see him on here yet. If he come on, or if somebody text him and get him on or whatever.
Okay.
Let him know. I'm sure somebody might let him know if he do come on, or I'll let you know. But, man, I appreciate that. But, yeah, it definitely was a nice turnout down there, man. Jake,
yeah.
Man, a bunch of people traveled in from all over. It was just a bunch of good racing, man.
And I want to thank you for them beans and sausage, brother.
Oh, man, ain't no problem, man. Shit, I don't even know. Did you come get you some?
Yeah, somebody brought me a bowl.
Okay.
I forgot it. I think it was John. Little John brought me a bowl, and he said it came from you. Came from your truck.
Okay, okay. Yeah,
but
yeah,
I thank
for
you,
sure,
brother.
Sure. Ain't no problem, man. Ain't no problem, man. Yeah, man, like I say, man, we had a good time, man. It definitely was a good time, man. Shoot.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, man, just fellowshipping, man, enjoying it.
That's it,
man,
bro.
Just seeing
that's
a bunch
it.
Of good action, man, you know.
Yeah.
Wasn't no bunch of and downtime it, at the track that I can recall of.
No, just a lot of red lighting going on that, you know, that's in racing, but I'm messing with Nick, but turning that red light on when he's supposed to, but but that's them my boys. But
I don't know, did Nick, you on here, press the one button, man. Did Nick red light this weekend, man? I know he got his ass kicked, man. I know he got down that California come down here and snatch a win from him.
Nah, that's my boy, man. But that's how it go, bro, you know.
Hold on, here you go. Yeah. Come on, Nick, what you got?
What's up, fellas?
That go, my
boy.
What's
up, little Bill?
What's up?
Man, ain't nothing,
nah, man.
Just cooling, bro.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nah, I didn't red light this weekend. I'm good. I held it down.
Damn sure did, bro. You did the thing, dog. I appreciate the love that you did do, man, because you went down there to do what you had to do, man. You know, I mean, it is what it is, bro. This race, you know.
Oh, that's racing. That's racing.
Yeah.
Coming all
yeah. Straight up.
All of it's fun.
I just love that you had the cojones to go down there and do what you do, bro. I mean, and keep up the good work, Phil.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I was just on here just shooting the issue, man. But they got a race down there this weekend. I didn't know if anybody was going, you know. But you know, I'm going while my boys go. You know what I'm saying? So. If y'all go, just let me know, and I'm trailing behind you. But Rodden got a race Friday and Saturday.
Where?
XRP.
Where?
XRP.
Oh.
They called said they got a race.
Thought they raced until. Oh, okay. I thought they raced until whatchamacallit, that Cinco de Mayo race or something.
Now they got a race then.
They got a race.
Yeah, but they got something else this weekend, Friday and Saturday, what they told me.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't get that. Yeah. Well, I said I hadn't really been keeping up with all the events. That's why I'll be trying to get them come on and talk about the events for those that do have them.
Well, you know, I'm gonna see if I can get them on. I'm gonna see if I can get them on the line,
Hold on, I got Bill, I think, going, got his hand up, let me open this mic up, Gordon, come on, your mic open.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Gordon.
What's going on, Gordon?
What's going on, Mr. Bill?
Ain't nothing. It's little Bill, man. How is Pops doing, bro?
He's doing all right. Got him to the doctors and stuff. They're fixing to send him to a specialist and have some tests run on. I think he had a seizure.
God, dog. Yeah, I know. I knew something was wrong, bro. Cause I knew that wasn't him, and you know I just thought he got overheated. But I mean, I hadn't talked to y'all and see how he was doing. It was on my heart to find out, man, because that was kind of bad, you know, when I seen it. But
I knew there was something wrong. That's why, you know, I kind of reacted the way I did because he's never I mean, that's not, he's never had a problem like that. You know what I mean? So after kind of doing some reading on my own and talking to some people, and when he went to the doctor, you know, I explained everything and told the doctor what exactly had gone on and how it happened. And, you know, it wasn't 30 minutes later. He was fine, you know. And the doctor said it sounds like he's having seizures and he needs to get him in and have some tests run on him.
Oh, okay, man. God, man. All right, bro. It was all, man. I changed phones twice, so I didn't have neither one of you. Your number, his number in the phone, so I was trying to call around, but I said I was going to wait till today to make sure he was good, brother.
No, I appreciate it, and like I said the other night, I appreciate everybody that was helping out and was concerned and stuff. It just, you know, I ain't never seen anything sound bad. It's like I told a couple other people, you know, we left the track, and I thought I was losing him right there on the starting line at that track, honestly.
I've been praying for y'all, man. You know, I've been knowing y'all for years and years, brother. You know, I mean, like my little brother, man. I got to stay on top of it with you,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Cause Pop's been around a long way before me, but he's been around a lot. So that's why I'm worried, brother. That's why I got on here to see how y'all was doing. But I'm glad he good.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, brother. Need something, holler at me, bro.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Everybody on here quiet tonight, man. What's going on tonight? Ain't no big racing going on this weekend. You know, usually everybody get back live after the.
I will say this. There's not big racing going on, but if anybody's looking to race for really good money this weekend, there's a really good race at Evadale for the index guys paying really good money, like 7,000 to win 580, and it's going to probably be 4 or 5 grand to win 7-0.
Really? I didn't know nothing about that one. I just know that Rowdy had that race this weekend. He got a race this weekend too. Oh, damn, I didn't know about Evadale.
It's their first. They have like a point series they run there every year, and it's the first race of the year. They usually have a big money race at the end of the year, so they just combined the purses from the last race last year and the first race this year and made it, you know, really big payout.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Hey, little Bill.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question, buddy. Since nobody's talking, I'm gonna stir the show up a little bit.
Okay.
I'm gonna stir it up a little bit. Would you race somebody that has shown their times? And I know it's on everybody's goddamn mind, and ain't nobody saying nothing. Would you race somebody that has shown their times?
Well, if it's somebody that showed their time, and I feel like I got a chance at doing what they done, I wouldn't.
How's everybody else feel about that?
I wouldn't because
I caught a lot of shit about it.
It isn't the fact
that he showed times, it's the fact that you know he's going to show times again in the future.
Okay. No, I'm just saying if somebody has shown times, I'm not talking about future because I don't think anybody can control the future, whether he shows times or not.
If he showed me a time at a 390, and I know I'm right there at a 420, 430, I wouldn't run him. I mean,
okay.
I know anything can happen in drag racing. But no, I wouldn't want to run nobody that showed the time like that, and I know I'm not there yet. But it's also a gamble. So no, I wouldn't, because I'm messing somebody else's money off in the process of trying to run this car, and knowing everybody betting with me and knowing his car running this here, just because they seen me go through there, it might not be the same, brother. I wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'll be kind of. I'm gonna just put it like this here, and I'm not going nowhere with it. I'm gonna just leave it right there. Okay, that's just like you running Flacco. You know Flacco running 380, 390. Okay, you wouldn't want to run him knowing what his truck run. If you feel like your car is
no.
close to that, that's just, I mean, I don't.
There's two things that can happen when you run a car that shows time. Number one, you run a car that showed their time, and you go out, and everybody knows they're faster than you, or they think that you're faster. When you go out there and you accidentally outrun them, it messes your hustle up for cars that are really in your league, and you're going to start racing cars out of your league, number one. Number two, you run a car that people know what it runs, and it's a tight race. Then that just gauges your car for one of their buddies or somebody else to know where your car is at. And, I mean, that's just realistic.
Yep. No. And I don't really think that should be a big old issue behind that neither, because, I mean, only you know. And only you can just say, I know my car is consistent at doing it. But it's probably still not be. It's gonna be enough to beat that time.
The problem of it is the person that has a problem with it isn't a grudge racer.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Well, the thing is, there was some post Facebook stuff made by the racer. And he had all these people, commenting like, why wouldn't she race? Why can't you race this and that? He's scared, blah, blah, blah. And I guess all those people, they don't understand the whole concept of what I was thinking about. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just one of them, class racer, you're a fucking class racer. I mean, a lot of guys, they're class racers, want to come run the no time events, and then when they can't run it, they get mad. It fucks up the hustle, But, you get people that are true grudge racers that they might not even never run a, some of them might not ever even just run a shootout. You got some people that just, they're staying down on not even, they won't get in the shootout no matter what kind of shootout it is. They just strictly grudge and that's it. But, a class car can fuck up a time for anybody. Because if you beat that class car, if y'all both make a clean pass, even if that motherfucker then slowed it all the way down, if y'all make a clean pass, it's still going to put a time on your car.
Yeah, sure is.
Still to put a time on your car. Hold on, let me see. 832-9924, Alley Cat, your mic open.
Hey, what's going on, JP? How y'all doing, man?
All right, bro.
Oh, we doing good.
Yeah. I chimed in on some interesting topic, I guess, huh?
Well, yeah. Did you hear what's going on? Did you hear the question that was asked?
No, I didn't. I just chimed in shit a minute ago, so I was trying to catch up and listen. Maybe I could figure it out,
Well, come on, Nick. Give it to him again.
All right. The question was, you being a grudge racer, would you run a car that has shown their time? In a shootout or a grudge race.
Oh shit! I mean, me personally, no. I try my damnedest not to run a car that has shoulders time. It doesn't mean that much to me to run that shootout or run that guy. I just sit back and wait. I won't wait on something else to come my way. That's just me.
All right.
You know? Because what these class races do, they can't keep up with the money, the big pocketbook guys, so they'll come over here where the grudge race is at and fuck shit up for us. Then they'll go back to where they was. You see what I'm saying? But now...
Kind of like how Little Country and Big Country did a couple years ago.
Yeah, basically. You know? Then now you get people arguing, well, man, I know what your car runs. You don't know what my car runs, but it puts that thought in a person's head. You see what I'm saying? Now, if I run, I'm just going to cause my, if I run Lil Bill, you know, he's been grudging ever since I've been known him. He'll have a focus idea what I run, and I have a focus idea what he runs. You know what I'm saying? See, I like it like that. A true grudge racer. Should I let my shit sit in the garage?
Your recording has reached the maximum length.
Damn.
To replay your message, press 1.
Who is that, man?
Yeah, I don't know.
JP, I don't think you hung up when I called Alicat a little earlier.
Nah, I hung up. I don't know. Somebody else. Maybe somebody else
okay.
Calling somebody or something. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, it definitely fucks up the hustle. It definitely fucks up the hustle, and I mean, even speaking on the situation with you, Nick, I mean, it can definitely fuck up the hustle.
I mean,
I feel
if
you're a class car, you're a class car. I mean, I understand certain shit, or certain rules are put in place when they do shootouts that, you know, sometimes they put in, you know, on the flyer that couldn't have shown the time in X amount of days and this and that, but then sometimes, I mean, you know, it might just be no class cars, period. And I mean, I guess that's up to the promoter on how he interpret that rule as far as period, because I would interpret it as if it's no class cars, no class car. You ever lit up the time of your car, you're a class car, in my book.
And that's how
I would interpret it.
Let me say this. I think Sam will agree with me on this. It might have been a little different 15 or 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago, whatever, when there wasn't the internet, when there wasn't Facebook. It wouldn't have made as big of a deal. But now everything that goes on at these tracks gets put up on Facebook, videos and comments, and you got race blockers, you got this, you got that. So everybody knows what everything that's going on. So it changes everything drastically, in this time of grudge, in this day and age. So, I mean, that's the whole deal. You run somebody that's, you know, went out there and lit the boards, you beat them, then everybody thinks you're as fast as him, even if you ain't. You know what I mean? Even if it just you got lucky and he lifted or whatever, it automatically puts your car at that caliber. You know what I mean? And no matter what you do, you can't get away from that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it does. It does. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's just so much that go along with it. But, I can recall back in the day of, you know, there used to be a way that people used to get grudge races. I remember going to track, and them jokers used to go out there and make a bullshit pack and light the board up just for a motherfucker to see and be able to get a race. You know, they might not run it all the way out, but, I mean, I seen that back in the day. But in this day, like you say, in this day and age, it's just, I don't know. I just feel like sometimes it's just the motherfuckers want to come over here because this is where the money at. In reality, they're going to go right back to what they was doing. You know, they want to dibble and dabble in both pots. They want to take money from here and take money from there instead of deciding which end they want to be on. Yeah, you back open, Gordon.
Well, and it's also like I brought up Little Country and Big Country. They were grudge racing And then, like, literally 2 weeks after they ran some big pop somewhere, they were in Georgia lighting the boards up. And then they quit running class car stuff. I mean, they'd done that 3 or 4 different times with multiple cars. Like, they did it with their small block car back in the day because they were trying to run, like, Skinny Man and them and Big Ball Factor and all them people. I think they ended up buying one of those cars. I don't remember who it was they bought it from, but it was one of the small block cars that was very well known back then. And then they went class racing with it. Well, then they bought the Armageddon or whatever, the black Mustang they had or whatever it was called. They grudged that car for 2 or 3 years, and then they went class racing. They've done it with like, multiple cars, and that's why a lot of the grudge guys from the East Coast kind of got a bad taste in their mouth from them, because you're claiming you're big-time grudge, and you're wanting to do all these grudge races for all this big money, and then all of a sudden you want to go out there and light the boards, and then it just kind of, you know, it puts a ET on the cars, in other words.
Yeah.
And regardless of anything of the situation that Nick's talking about, the flyer that had been on the internet from day one said exactly what it needed to say. And if that dude couldn't read and couldn't understand that, that's on him. I mean, let's be real here. If we're gonna follow rules, and you're gonna say that you can't have a certain thing or you can't have a class car, this and that, why is it such a big deal that people are following what it says? Other than he just wanted to show his ass at that point.
Yeah, true. And why get mad if somebody call you out on your bullshit, even though you tried to sneak in? You still can't get mad if the rules state this and that. I mean, anybody entering shit like that, if they know you're a class, why they gonna call you out regardless?
This is my deal. Little Bill and Sam are in here, right? They've been grudge racing forever. Somebody that's a grudge racer, that is a grudge racer, is not going to post pictures of time slips and post them all over Facebook for people to see. Number one, point blank, period. Never. So that's the one thing right there. Like, that don't go away. You delete it. You don't think somebody got a screenshot of it or somebody seen it or, you know, saved the picture or whatever. It don't go away.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there plays it out as you being a supposed grudge racer. You're not. You're far from it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely not there. Damn, boy, it got quiet on me over there.
Hey, Nick. He just disappeared, I guess.
He's still on here, him and Daddy Cat. They mic open.
He must be busy.
Yeah, but man, anybody else want to chime in, man, y'all sure feel free to press the one button, yeah. But it definitely, I don't know, man. It's definitely one of them things, and I mean, it won't be the last time that there's something that's going to happen.
The bad part about it was this same person had people make comments on Facebook posts about the shootout where he made remarks and ran his mouth, and people from all shapes and sizes that have been in the grudge race and stuff and are around it told him that he was not a grudge car, and he had shown times, and he just kept wanting to argue about it, you know. I understand that he kind of has sponsors and he wants to show what he got as far as showcase the product and how good his car runs and this and that. That's fine. But that doesn't go on in this type of racing. You know what I mean? Like, if that's what you're wanting to do, then you need to go full on with that and worry about that. Don't be trying to switch back and forth to get in this money because, you know, you got something that fits the rules and you can probably go over there and be the shark in the pond. That's not how this works.
Yeah, sure, right about
that. You know, that's the mentality of people that don't understand this type of racing. They think they can, it's no big deal. But there's more behind it than what everybody understands.
Let's see, 832-1601. Mic open.
What's up, this is JP.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Man, I thought I was live, man.
Man, you don't call in on time.
I'm saying you must have got together at least by 6:30 and came up with a plan and this and that. And I don't even know. I don't have a code to call the numbers and look at the screen, you know what I'm saying, and know who to put in the timeout room and all this and that.
Every time you call in, you're doing exactly what you're doing right now, driving.
But I'm saying, I need to drive multiple cars, man. I ain't one man, one track person. I'm saying, I'm going to be here hours. Man, you supposed to talk an hour ago so I can know what to do, what not to do. And, you know, we're going to block Rambo, let him come in every other week and all that stuff. And we're going to take the show.
Past 7:35, we're going to leave at 8:15 or something. You can cut down the clock out, you know what I'm saying? So, wherever you stop, your stopping point, you want to stop. I'll bring up most shit. We'll talk about snowfall tonight or something. Last week, you went there. You know, we were just carrying on for a little minute, man. It's down on the ground. Man, we can always carry on, but man, look, man, it's like it is now, man. Me and Gordon been on here having the conversation. They're there by ourselves, man, you know. I don't know what's going on, man. The race, look, racing over, man. The big race over. You know, I figured everybody would come back out the bushes and start beating on their chest again. But shit, man, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it, man.
And the big race ain't over, man. You got Anakin coming up with his $500,000 race, and then you got.
I'm just saying the big race over. The big race over. They talk about Big Jake race. The big race that was this weekend. Ain't no race, no big race that I know of that's going on for next week. So usually when it's race week and everybody pumped up and getting pumped up for an event, that's when everybody get quiet. Now the race over with, everybody still got doggone quiet, man.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, no, man. Let's put some coals on their feet, man. They're going to have a little award ceremony thing. I don't know if they're going to start this year, next year, you know, like rent a little banquet and give out, you know, trophies and, you know, whatnot. And because there's some trophies gave this weekend. I ain't calling no names or saying names. I ain't throwing about it in the bus, but... they shouldn't have got them trophies, you know. I don't know. I just feel like they just want to give you some, you know, be irrelevant or some shit like that. But a lot of them trophies that were gave away, they was just, shit, they should have left them where they was at. Kept them in the storage room, in the janitor room, in the back of the closet with a towel over them. But we need to do that because my camp, we going for Grudge of the Year, man. Starting, I'm going to say the middle of next month, Every time I pull through the gate, I want at least a race or two. And I got a hell of a hit list that I'm going for. And we're going to have the cars are coming. Nobody can say this, then on they scared of this car. This car got too much or they ain't got enough or this car ain't got enough or whatever, whatever. But we're going to have a little fleet of cars out there. Like I said, we still trying to see if we're going to vote you in at as far as our camp. You know, right? We don't know which way you really gonna go. So that's just where we at right now. But we trying to get Grudge of the Year, and how they say the bear and the cub and all that thing. You know, we trying to throw that over here down south, man. The dirty south, man. The East Coast boys already got that.
Well, yeah, you know, the only thing I can tell you is, man, if you trying to get it started like that, man, you're going to have to stop talking about it and be about it, shit.
I just told you you got to call me at 6:30 when we can prep. Like, you know, prep me or we can prep for what we need to do, man, and, you know, get everybody
no,
out.
No, no. I'm talking about if you're going for Grudge Race of the Year and all that, and all that good shit you talk about right now, I mean, you got to start going, you know, you got to put it in high gear and start engaging it.
This only weekend we really missed, though, T-Roy, he came out even there, and, you know, we ain't scrapping. But, we actually ain't got the other car. For what? Lil Larry on 28, he fit a category that's not a good category. Because they going on what it used to be.
Yeah.
So he got to run something out of his class, and the stuff that's in his class now, they think he outclassed him.
So Lil Larry kind of he especially he retarded right now. He kind of crazy. He don't know what he gonna do, you know. But Miss Graham, you know, we got another little club called Peanut. You know, nobody really know it, ain't heard of that, but we got Peanut. You know, that's my son's club. And then we got another little turbo club. You know, it's street. It's all the way street. AC gonna drive to 20-30 miles. All that there. We call it a pocket chain. You know what I'm saying? So we got a couple calls. We'll be coming out, but it might be all that Anacat races. You know, fuck it. We try to figure it out now.
That's the plan.
We ain't going for no car show and no talk about what it is, what we got. We going in, lock the gates, and hopefully, you know, we swinging. We'll get swung back on through, but we swing. We coming in swinging. We locking the gates. We taking beans and taking keys and put them in the bio when we come in. We like in the gate. When the last person come in and pay, well, officer, the officer name, for him to cross the street on the exercise, we're going to lock that motherfucker. We're going to battle. But it's a few of them on the hit list, though. You know. We want Tino with the slow mod. I mean, you know, it's the people on there, you know. Everything Tino got, we want to look at that. So, I mean, he get himself together, get his little nets up. He's going to text me in a minute, but we want to run everything in your camp. You heard it from my mom. Everything you got, we want to run. We'll try Nick, but Nick, you know, him and Troy got something, you know, I guess personal that they, you know, they kind of, guess they came to something that they said they ain't going to run each other or whatever. Mr. Jones, he going, everything OWK touch, I want it. I see it. Everything he ever put his hands on or plugged up to, I want to see it. I don't give a fuck what it is. And they go for that one on the south side. He come out every night, and then I want him first. I want him back. I give him gas money, pay his way in, his whole crew. The next event coming up, he got the Mustang. I shot old Mustang. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Somebody don't even know. He got a high side old Mustang. It's silver. I think OWK tune on it. What is his name, man? He just kind of came back out. He got a nice little piece, but we ain't worried about it. I'm going to look at him. We're going to check it off.
Hold on, D. You might have started something, man. I got some hands in window. Let me open some of these mics. 214-1193. The mic open. Leroy. Right. 832-7969. Your mic open.
Hey, you talking about June Bug, huh? Yeah, him. He can get entrance fee in, get his money to make it, and we'll fill his nitrous bottles up at the nitrous station if it needs to be. He never said nothing personal, but it's his little crew. She sent a message back and forth, and it's like, I don't know, we don't do that. We're in high school no more. We talk to men like a man, but I'm telling him I want to see him. I want to look at him.
Oh, shit.
We ain't got to talk no money. This is what nobody said about
it. Bill, your mic on.
Whatever you
do. Hey, guys, I'm back on. Man, I heard some say something about the South Side. Whatever, brother. Talk to Lil Bill. You can talk to me, baby. Tell me what's on your mind, dog.
Don't forget South Side always been. Yeah, that's what I said.
I'm talking about what you got going on, man. Who wanna make you mad from this South Side that you wanna beat up, dog? Come on, man, stop it.
This has been a rivalry forever, North against South.
How you doing?
I know, but don't be mad, dog. Just say, man, I'm
willing to pay for the man gas, put up his nice and butter, and pay his way in. How the hell that's being mad? That's called getting on the motherfucker head.
No, I'm talking about
June Bug. You scared of me, so we ain't talking about you. We know that. We talking about June Bug. You know, you is scared of me personally.
Man, come on, man. Man, stop it, man. Get off the gas, dog. You ought to get tired. You ought to get tired of me, man. Stop it, man.
Do you want to run Easter Sunday?
No, I do not want to run Easter Sunday. That's the time to be with your family, man.
Bring your family with you.
No, I don't do that because I can't do that, sir. But I'm not ready for you. Man, I'm gonna tell you one thing. Boy, when I do run over you, you gonna sell everything you got around now. You gonna sell out when I run over you. I'm trying to let you make it, man. Please, don't. You're pushing that button, dog. I might do it Sunday just because you said it.
Please do. We ain't gonna say what you said to me as a champ. We ain't even gonna put the money out there because you don't want no part of it. If you don't want to talk to me, Bill, I'll give you my number.
Look,
you call him this out.
Man,
you ain't trying to raise
it. Man, have your fun while you can, dog. Cause you ain't selling nothing over here. You know.
No, they ain't ran nobody yet. Cause nobody will get up there to the plate.
I'm gonna let you make it, man. Cause you've been disrespectful to this racing, man. I'm gonna put a stop to all this disrespect to this racing, dude.
Listen, the last inquiry we had, Trent dropped the shoot at the 450, and then took two poles out. He gave him two in the move, he dropped the panties on him at 450 feet. We're going to leave that alone, though. That's what I'm saying. Well, you know, that's on that. We talking about on you, yours. I'm going to make you sell it.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
Okay, well, I still got the money. Hold on, that's my boy. But I'm gonna give you that chance, dog.
You want to lock it in the day, since we out, everybody on the phone making here and all that stuff? No, the car is not ready yet, but when it's ready, I'm gonna let the world know. Huh? Would it be ready by Sam Ray? Yes, sir, and that's what I'm fighting for right now. We ain't gotta say no more. When Alley Cat Race come, I'ma lock you in. I'm the only one coming to the track just for you. I wasn't gonna even come to Alley Cat Race, but I'ma come just for you.
Well, I'm telling everybody on the phone.
I don't wanna stop no races. I want Dion, the first clown of Alley Cat Race. I want Big Dog.
Well, let's lock in today then. I don't need no more excuses today, race day.
I mean, you know, if things happen at that point of time, dog, how can we control that?
Yeah, you can't.
I can't. Man, how you gonna control something? How you gonna control something that already happened?
But if you lock in something, you'll do something that you'll make it happen. Put it like that.
Okay. You know what? I'ma lock you in for Alley Cat Race. And JP, you can be the DP man. I'ma lock him in for an Alley Cat Race. I don't care what car it is. I'ma lock you in because you gonna run everything I got.
Today, you just lock in today.
I'ma lock you in for Alley Cat Race. Me and you, like
today.
We won't do it every day.
So we need to get JP cash up and send the money today. I'm saying we're gonna do it today.
I'ma lock you in for Alley Cat Race.
When, the day before, today or what? That's what I'm trying to see. What you mean? You say you're going to lock me in, but you ain't saying when. You might be talking about a week before and all this and all that.
No, I'ma lock you in for Alley Cat Race on that Saturday in the lane by 8.
I'm saying, when the money do? Put it like that. When is the money due to JB?
A week before the race. Let me make sure. The car not ready yet, dog. I don't know. I just can't just lock you in and let a man hold my money to allocate race. Fool, is you crazy? Let me. Hold on, man. You know, just make me run this red light. You think I'm going to let a man hold my money to a motherfucking mate?
What the fuck I'm going to let a man hold my money to a motherfucking May for? I will.
You the fool.
I'm a damn fool.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, I'm a damn fool. I ain't no just regular fool. I'm a goddamn fool.
But you just
know your ass. I know. But anyway, y'all can see if y'all can get Junebug. Like I said, it's really somebody out of his crew. It's like, you know what I'm saying? So he ain't said it personally. We don't know. But I know OWK touched the car. And it's kind of personal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And by the way, OWK takes a little bill part too. Yeah, for the world, and you know, so it's personal.
Hey, well, I tell you what, you my boy, you've been my boy for years and years.
Yeah, well, and I'm telling you, I saw him with his laptop hooked to it, so I know you.
Yeah, well, that wasn't my car.
That's your crew car.
Okay, anything that he touched ours, you want it.
Exactly.
You got it.
The Nova, too. I ain't said that motherfucker.
Who is that?
The Nova, that rainbow speak on. Yeah.
Oh, you don't want no parts of that, sir.
I said it. Get my money then. You said I was a fool. I told you I was a goddamn fool. We can lock that in, too. They're tired of all this spit bumping and talking about racing. And y'all like Geronimo. You know Geronimo used to do when I was a kid? Geronimo used to come through the MLK parade for candy in the parachute and pull it out, blossom for the kids. That used to be so cool that he used to give the kids the candy. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all some Geronimo. Y'all put some candy in that motherfucker's shoe and blossom for the kids. On the next MLK parade on MLK. Y'all ain't talking about race. Y'all
think
y'all can make that with
June Bulls. Man, look. Man, you got to show me, man. You just talking. I ain't seen you either.
I'm lock my money. Get my free. Give you some free money if you don't see me.
Yeah.
Why would I come? It ain't got nobody to race.
It's a bunch of people to race.
Dion said
he wanted Rambo. That was Rambo.
Okay. Yeah, Rambo.
You gonna run the number? You gonna run the number? You wanna run the number?
Yes, ma'am.
You gonna run me head up?
Yes, ma'am.
So how much you wanna lock?
$1,000
You know what, man? We might do that, man. You bring your cars. You bringing one of the cars that you own.
Yes, ma'am.
You called the Nova. I said, what car you going to put on the Nova?
Hey, you said it's one of mine, right?
Anything you got,
yeah.
You run your tires, I'm running my tires.
You say grudge racer of the year, don't erase it. Don't race at events only. They race every. They race any day of the week.
Oh, yeah. That's what I told
them.
It don't really matter.
But I didn't
know that just
went
out of people
going to
be
there.
Whatever.
Oh, I just heard you say you waiting the barbecue race, and then you going, shit, that's a whole nother month. Grudge race of the year, get down here.
That's how
you earn grudge race of the year, when you get out there and show people stuff. You don't just get on the phone and holler about what you going to do. You going to get out there and you going to go get it.
So, all right, but let me ask you this here. It's 5 cars in my camp. So is it just grudge race of the year if it's just the car that I so-called own? Or just my crew, because it's the same driver for all the cars. So
it's the same thing as grudge crew of the year and grudge racer of the year. I mean,
grudge car of the year. Yeah, you got a grudge camp, you got a grudge racer, grudge camp, and I think you can have a grudge car of the year.
Yeah.
It's the same driver, so it's the same man just racing out everybody.
If that man piling all the cars, he going to killing spree, and he going to killing spree. Yeah, he can get grudge race of the year. And if he piling all the cars in your camp, and y'all go on some shit, and y'all got a chance at grudge racer, he could win grudge racer, and then y'all also can win the grudge camp of the year.
Right on.
I was just curious if he piling all the cars, so that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But,
I'ma just give you my trophy, man. Fuck it. I'ma give you my trophy, bro.
You deserve it. They was gonna give you anyway. You got to be proven
when you get this, man. Listen to me, man. If you come over here with me, bro, you I'ma give you grudge racing of the year. I'ma give it to you just 'cause your conversation. That's how I'ma give it to you.
You done lost more races than you won in your life. You got more motherfucking L's than W's.
I'ma tell you, you just made yourself a valuable point. The reason why I lost, I didn't lose by going all the way through that. I lost on blowing the tires off. I don't consider that being bad, brother. So, I mean, you just got to go out there and do what you do. It don't hurt me.
Man, anything locked. I heard somebody say something about locking something in, and didn't want to lock no money, just because it was $250.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Christine on the property, you don't even need lock in money from us. If we tell you we're gonna race you, we're gonna race you.
That's the value point I'm making, bro. Why you have to let somebody hold your money and you telling this man what we gonna do?
No,
real shit.
We in.
I'll let him hold it.
Well, that's a done deal.
Hey, but
we done. But
I can agree to disagree on that. I mean, it go both ways.
If
y'all gamble with each other all the time.
If y'all know y'all money good.
Yeah. It don't have to be out of town to me. It could be if y'all got a personal relationship and y'all know y'all gonna go.
Yeah,
that's different.
But just say me and
Lil Bill saying we gonna lock in when we get to the track, and then I get to the track and I don't lock in. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be expecting some money. That man might be my car ain't right, so we can't lock nothing in. Nah, that wasn't what we was bet. So the DP man cut the bullshit out the game. The lockup money
cut
the bullshit out the game.
And another thing.
What do you?
And another thing. Another thing that was mentioned is, I guess you don't mind running Troy. Nah, at the end of the day, we bring in action. So at the end of the day, Troy's our boy. We just bring in action and having a good time and making some racing here in Houston.
Grudge Race of the Year. You can't put a dollar map. You can't buy the race, right? You just got to wait.
No, that's why I was fixing to say, if Deion really thinks that Nick ain't gonna try to race, he knows Nick's gonna race. It ain't no bullshit.
Hey,
it's been proven. Nick goes in the paint.
What do y'all think we're gonna do after the race?
Shake hands.
We're gonna hug each other and tell each other good race. What's the problem?
Shake each other's hand and cut up. That's what I'm saying. Like, it almost got turned personal. In my opinion, it seemed like it was trying to get turned personal there.
No,
and that's not what it is.
He wasn't trying to turn personal.
I guess maybe Troy probably talked to Troy, and it seemed like he might have talked to Troy. Nick said he wouldn't run Troy. That's what Nick said.
I don't care who drives it, Dion. I don't care if Freeman drives it. I don't care if K-Dog drives it. I'm friends with all those people. So
hell yeah.
One little race isn't gonna jeopardize my friendship. Win, lose, or draw.
Hell yeah, exactly.
I just want to race,
That's what I'm saying.
I just want to race. If y'all don't want to do it, and y'all think it's personal, or whatever. Then we don't need a race. It's fine.
No, it's not personal.
Hey, man, the only way it's personal, if it's somebody that's out there ain't got motherfucking thing to do with nothing, that's when it's personal. But when it's the driver who owns the cars say something about the race, then that's what it is. It ain't going to be nothing personal because I love my big homie. My big homie fucks with me all the time.
Hey, Lil Bill, I got one thing though. It is personal. It get personal for them 660 feet though.
That's right.
After that, we can go back to being friends. But once we hit that water pipe, it's personal.
I'ma still be the same whether I'm in the water, barefooted, with no socks or shoes on. The only thing is, whoever turned that light on, I'm a dance, I'm a show out. But when that light come on the other side, I'm a get down, I'm a say, damn, this motherfucker got by me again. This sorry motherfucker. But I'm still going to be the same person. Yes, sir.
We've raced before, right?
Yeah. I'm going to say it again, I still want that ass too.
Yeah, no, I mean, hey, beat me. Y'all beat me, and I'll beat y'all.
I ain't gonna never take this personal. I ain't gonna let my people take it personal.
Yeah.
We just have fun, man. But the thing is, bro, for real, man. I mean, all the arguing and all the fussing. That's one of y'all going out there one to me. I mean, I don't take nothing personal with none of this here, man. I just like to have fun, bro. You know, everybody know me. I mean, but you got a lot of people that take it to heart, but it's never nothing personal. That's why I say with the money issue, I run for $200. I run for $100. Anything. I mean, it's not for me. It's not for me. It's for the fans that spend their money to come and see stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
I want to make it known on the phone right now. I ain't got nothing with none of y'all. Like, I have no ill feeling towards anybody that drives next to me. And me and Troy are really good friends. It's nothing. I'm not calling anybody out. Deion said nobody wants to race, and I said, okay, well, maybe he'll race me. That's why I said it.
Man, my big homie, he cool, man. He understands, dog. He's just getting this bitch. All he needs is a hug when you see him. All you got to do is just hug him. He going to hug you back. I mean, it's friendly. Yeah. We're going to leave it like this.
Weekend, I made sure to go out of my way. I seen D standing right there on the sideline. I walked over and told D, hey, man, what's up? How's it going?
Yeah, that's my boy. You know, that's my
boy. Good people.
I don't care how much me and D argue, fussing fight. We've been boys for years. But D know I put some on his motherfucking ass too, though.
Well, this is my thought.
Because if you didn't try to put it on his ass, then it wouldn't be no fun, right?
Who's saying something about DP?
Well, this is what I was saying about DP. It's all fun and games. Everybody's cool, right? This ain't like no out of state rivalry with somebody or ill will or bad taste in your mouth. So 250 ain't shit. So why not lock the 250? Let everybody know there's a locked race coming up for that wherever night or whatever, and be done. It ain't got to be 500, 1,000, whatever. The pot's going to be wherever the pot's going to be regardless. We all live in
right
Houston.
On.
Ain't like
right
you got to drive 4 hours down the road and you know, all this and all that. 250 is plenty of money to lock up.
Right on. Yeah. You're right. I don't give a damn.
I don't give a damn. Friends or not, me and Dion cool. Me and Nick cool. I'm friends or not, we need a DP, man. Put that money up. That's the only way I'm going to know you serious or not. Fuck it. I ain't got to be in no rush to get my car together to come, and you might flake out on me. You know, I feel like a DP man
but
is
I'm
very
just
important,
saying,
especially when
it's
time to make
a
critical
I mean?
Call in the race. Yeah.
We all live right here in Houston, so it ain't got to be a ton of money.
No, it don't.
Right now,
but I'm just saying, I feel like the DP man is there to make the call that nobody want to make. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we need him. You know, hell, we both might goddamn me get to the center line, and one of us might cross, one of us might not. You know, that's what the DP man for. Yeah. If not, we got two crews arguing on the line about who won and who lost. When we got a DP man
DP
that
man?
We both trust. Hold on, K-Dog, you
D,
might go.
Who do you want?
If you want to lock in the race, let him lock it in, man.
Oh.
You know, you're saying 250 ain't a problem, but it might be a problem if he want to bet. What if he want to bet? Is you going to lock in? You going to lock in. What's the difference? Small or large?
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
No, I just told him a little more, so he just said 250. But that's good.
This is what I'm saying. If like you said, if everybody cool and it's supposed to be cool, let the deal the race. What's the difference? Now you got to lock in 250 and you want to lock in more. What's the difference? If it's not cool, you want to lock in some, why lock in little? I don't understand the difference if you got to lock in at all.
I mean, you know, Matt. Look, K-Dog, you know our race. If I'm there,
I know you would, Nick. I'm making me understand that. I know you're racing. I understand your race too. But if we got to lock in anything, why I got to be small? Because that's what you want to do? I don't understand.
No, I didn't say that's what I wanted. Look, I said I'll lock in, okay? I can lock in 250. I didn't know he wanted to lock in 1,000 or 10,000 or whatever. I just go on my, you know, I go about my way. I'm not locking all that money.
Well, I'm saying this, Nick. If y'all both agree on the lock in, that's fine with me. But don't force a man to lock in something you want to lock in if that's what you want to do.
No. I'm offering.
Okay, if y'all both agree, I'm cool.
I'm offering. If y'all both agree,
that's fine.
I'm making a request. I'm saying, look, I'll lock in 250, man. Is that cool? Y'all want to lock in or not? If no, then that's fine.
But he on the phone.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Get y'all still together and lock in then.
Y'all the cockroaches.
I'm not a DP man. See, I'm gonna be back there. I'm gonna be back there cooking. I'm gonna miss the whole goddamn race.
Hey, big boy, just lock in the deal of the race, man. Big boy, just lock in the deal of the race.
JP, I'm trying to find the background noise. Y'all go on mute. If y'all ain't talking, please go on mute. Yeah, come on.
Then, have you been saying all year long you
want to
get me and Nick fucked up, right?
Yeah, I be trying to get y'all fucked up because y'all be seeming like y'all want to race. So I be trying to get y'all fucked up. Shit.
Yeah, it's okay, but nobody don't ever. You've been screaming that for the long time.
Uh-huh.
Nick wouldn't say nothing to me. I wouldn't say nothing to him. And the other people just, you know, kind of do that. So now the two dudes, you want to get fucked up.
They
want to
fuck each other.
Who you like? Who you like?
Who I like?
Yeah.
I'm going to stay out of it. Till I see, I don't know. I don't even know what y'all running. First of all, I got to see what cars y'all running. I don't know what y'all said was locked in the race. 250. I don't know what y'all running.
Christine, Little Larry on 28. Christine in the old cognac car.
I don't know. I got to see. Because that could be a good one. I just got to see.
It's a red, a pretty five-truck red motherfucking Mustang and a clean-ass motherfucking D-body. I mean, what else you need to see?
I mean, if you want to be honest, I ain't seen that G-body out all year. I don't know what that motherfucker's going to do. You can't say, I can't say how I'm a bet if I ain't seen your card. If I seen your card and seeing Nick card, then I could kind of know, okay, this is which way I'm going to go. I ain't seen your card.
It was out of whole lot going down Broadway. So, I mean.
What? Talk about before you got it?
But then you came on the show
and you said that everybody think the car what it is, it ain't what it used to be. So in my
mind,
that's telling me something different. I'm just going off what you said. So I ain't seen the car go down. So I can't. If I'm gambling, I can't gamble my money like that without knowing what the car look like. Once I see what the car look like, they come holler at me. After you make a test pass, they come holler at me, and then I can tell you which way I'm going.
Well, it got a different owner, different tuner, different driver. But I tell you what.
But I don't care. I don't care about none of that. I just got to see the car go down the track.
Tyson got everything in drag racing, and I might squeeze in that motherfucker. Yeah. Why about that?
Tyson got everything in drag. You going to drive?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We can do it as long as you ain't trying to do it for no bunch of money. I don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah.
You got to be hard-headed. Hey, you got to be hard-headed on that, JP, and try that. He's going to have to show you. That man gave you everything. Hell yeah.
You're going to give him everything.
Hell yeah.
Shit, I got to try that.
Oh.
If you going to drive, too. Shit.
And you
going to
drive.
Hey, I'm fine with
that. Oh, we're going to do that, too.
Yeah, let me get this motherfucker, look, let me get in this bitch and get it tested in. It's good. We can do that. I ain't tripping. Say less.
There's no fire for the job I'm applying for, man. I don't know if I'm overqualified, underqualified. You can drug test, but I don't do no drugs and all that. I just ain't got the job.
Hey, just know this, D. It's only personal for 660 feet. After that, it ain't personal no more.
I'm still talking about the job, though. You haven't got back with me with the job.
If you want the job, you get the job, brother. You ain't got to take no drug test over here.
You know what I'm saying? I got to get the job, but that still don't stop you from getting fucked up.
Yeah, we just gonna get something because I had a little video I posted. I think I took it down.
I greased my thighs up and all that, and I got it in that motherfucker. If I wouldn't do it again, but I'd do it for you, though. But I won't take care of that water box.
You can get there, sir.
You're a drive like me, but I'd have been faster than you've ever been before, so. With my Monte Carlo. I done been in the folds before with my Monte Carlo. One time, I did it. Still got the time slip. Matter of fact, it's in my game room. I look at it from time to time. I say, boy, I was a bad man. It was 15 years ago, but I did it, though.
Hey, look, you probably been faster than me 15 years ago than I done been, though.
You know what I'm saying? So you already got
the edge on me, so, but it don't matter. You can get that,
yeah, I'm
sir.
Saying,
ain't
I,
no problem.
I really be saying that for all the races been in the game, like Sam, Horace, and all, they ain't never been, they been that fast. They been racing way before me. I used to watch them at Navasota, Porter, all that. And they scared
of me. 832-3549. Dre, what you got?
I'm just listening to y'all.
Oh, shit.
I hear a lot of woofing on this motherfucker, though, JP.
Put a name on it, Dre. Because somebody out here looking for OWK calls. Hey, he looking for OWK
well,
calls.
Look, man. Look. Okay, that's fine.
JP, what's up, Grudge World? Okay.
Hey, what's going on, sir?
What's happening, baby? Hey, did y'all hear that bad motherfucker song 97.9 Box got now? That motherfucker goes something like Lottie Dottie, Big Jake had a party, that blue motherfucker ran over everybody. You ain't heard that one yet?
Hey!
I ain't heard that motherfucker. Oh, man. Hey, man, they been jamming that motherfucker all weekend. It's been all on social media and everything.
Hey,
what you tell
them? I ain't no
what you tell
them?
Hey, I ain't no
Jay Flower.
J-Flower
doing the WAP on it.
Yeah.
Whoa, boy.
Hey man. Boy, I'm glad we had a good goddamn time. I wouldn't maybe make the race. But man, I'm telling you, we was having fun calling down there, laughing and kicking and got kind. I couldn't get a bit. I'm talking about before the race started, I couldn't get a bit.
Shit. I ain't got one, but the man came back and he said, how y'all doing? And I said, man, I ain't never seen the car go down the track. The man said, well, I told you 500, but I'm going to just go ahead on the settle for the 75. I said, dude, what? I said, man, I came all the way down here for the grud race of the year and $75? Oh, I ain't going to say grud race of the year is too loud, but... I can't wait down here for this trophy and $75. I say, Steve,
I'm going to
kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, man, I seen Houston, though. Houston went down there and showed out and clown. Oh, man.
Come on, man.
Hey, man. Oh. Hey, man, look like, hey, man, them Dallas Cats, man, it looked like they were roaches when they turned the lights on. They went to scattering everywhere. You couldn't get a bed nowhere. I say, man, wait a minute. Stop that. Stop that dude. Stop that cat.
Man, don't say that too loud. They on mute.
I don't care. They need to come off mute. They need to come off mute. They need to come off mute and deal somewhere on some 28. Yes, sir. They need to come off mute and meet us somewhere on some 28.
Oh, wait. I think Jay Flower ate about 5 buckets of skull that night. I think they bought it for him.
Slow down, Jay. Stop chewing and talk to me, player. Oh, goddamn. I told him, hey, I was on the show, Lil Bill. You wasn't on the show.
Sir.
I was on the show about 2 weeks ago, and I told him, man, anybody on the 28th of the state of Texas, go.
And then
I say, is Lottie Dottie any motherfucking body on 28th?
Man,
go.
Man, I know you didn't tell nobody that.
I told the world that. I told the world that. I think this radio station. Hey, JB, this is broadcast nationwide, ain't it?
Yeah. And it is, hey, and it is recorded, so you can always go back to last week's show and listen to it now.
Oh, man. Say it ain't so.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, I just wanted to come in and have a little fun. How y'all doing?
Hey, I got him a dead-ass sugar hat. I got somebody working on the car. Oh no, that ain't me. I'm through.
Oh no, what you mean you through? All them bad motherfuckers you got over there. What you mean you through?
What,
I heard you on this phone just a minute ago.
Man, don't say it too loud. My homeboy might get mad about that.
Hey man, you tell Rambo he can put the training wheels on there and everything. He go.
come on, man. Hey, I told my homeboy DJ I got some dead end stickers. We're gonna put on the windshield. Hey, we want to be down.
Hey, Cyrus.
What's up, Dre? Hey, baby, how you doing?
I got him the Glick on that there. I want to put a brake clause on all that.
everything that come out this mouth. Dion, I forgot about that. Don't forget.
Break clock. Yeah, man.
Oh, Dre, what's up, Dre?
What's happening, Bill?
Man, she just sitting over here ready to go down and see what y'all gonna do with me down there, mate. I gotta have that pressure when I come back for Big Boy though.
Say, man, ain't nothing to a sleeper but a dream, man. All these boys around there dreaming right now, bitch. Some of these motherfuckers going to wake up and come to reality after a while. I'm just not going to say nothing to nobody.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, wake up after a while. He's dreaming. It's a lot of dreams right now.
Oh. Now, Keisha Cole. He's called me. I'm dreaming, huh?
Man,
the show done went off. I'm ready to lock in.
No, man, we still on here.
I'm still on the phone. I just wanted to be. Hold on, what Dion? Dion, where you at, D? Hold on. See, where you at? I just asked you. I'm still on the phone. I just man's mute. Nah, I'm still on the phone. I just man's mute. Just, oh, he thought he was gonna bring you that lockup money.
Huh? Don't get scared now. Yeah.
Well, shit. I was gonna let him in. I'll greet him at the front door. Come on in, sir. That's my boy, man. That's my boy for life, man. For real, dog. But I like beating my boys up too.
I don't know. He got some heat in his head, Bill. Yeah, he got some heat in his head right now. I don't know. He knows something we don't know. Goddamn, he calling out the goddamn world right now.
Well, you know, that's what we do, man.
That's what?
Oh no. You better go get him a racing suit, though.
See, you got your racing suit?
Been had one.
Okay, yeah. Can you still fit that motherfucker? You talk about you had to grease your goddamn thighs and shit to get in that motherfucker the other day, so.
Yeah, so I might can. I don't know. I put on a girdle or something. I'll do it for you.
Hey, I don't want you in that goddamn racing suit looking like you got a motorcycle suit on now.
JP, get you in that water box, and I'll make it happen.
Man, my boy used to drive, though. I ain't denying that. I'm just saying, though. He requested,
yeah.
And I'm going to oblige.
D bought him a car from the south side. My boy. You know why? Because he wouldn't run. He wouldn't run my homeboy for another time. So I had somebody to run
it. Damn.
Hey, tell the whole story when you tell the story.
Hey, I ain't think you caught on to it. That's why I shouted out that dog. Just a joke, man.
He wouldn't run my homeboy from the north side, so I had to buy it to run my homeboy.
Yeah. And my boy was dancing back in the gap. I don't know what he is now. He ain't showed me nothing.
He was dangerous, huh?
Yeah, he was back in the gap. I don't know what happened right now. He ain't showed me nothing yet.
Like JP said, 660.
660, baby.
Yeah, you be 1320, man, 660.
Oh, yeah. I think HMP always been 660, though. That's your home track.
We talking about Baytown and all that stuff. We run quarter hours. And on Wayside and Home Road, we used to run quarter miles.
Right on.
Yeah, it was quarter back in the gap, man. It was all quarter. QT.
Man, you sure right.
You can't get
a motherfucker to race the quarter no more.
Hey, you remember the funniest race was when goddamn Junebug and Drexler locked in to run that night. Goddamn Junebug took our way before the man stopped his head.
Hey, man, that was about to be a killing that night.
It sure was, boy. It was about to be a whole lot of brain splattered all over the place out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy as hell.
So, yeah, man. Did you find out that we can race tonight? Because me and Nick, we said the song. We're gonna see if you got the call. You get the go ahead.
No, well, the reason why I ain't lock in, sir, to be honest with you, because I haven't got the motor back for the car yet. But if I get the motor back real soon, I'm gonna lock you in the week of the race, dog. Let me do it like that, because I can't say it's gonna be ready because there's a lot of stuff going on.
All I
want to
know if we gonna race.
Hey, Yeah, we're gonna race. Come on, man.
Okay.
Man, I want you before Nick, but I just wanna make sure. Cause I told you, I got on the show. Cause I told you I was gonna stop all that old wolf talking. I wanted to lock in, but I had problems. But this time, I'm gonna show the world it's him. Me and you.
All right,
man. Yeah. Me and you.
I can't wait.
I just want to race, dog. That's all I want to do. And I just want to get the opportunity to race you. And if you beat me, I'm gonna salute you, sir. But no doubt.
You had opportunity to beat me before we ran out your life, but you know, and I saluted you, sir. I mean,
that was back then. Now I'm gonna show you for real.
Oh, you were playing then?
Hell yeah, I'm still a friend.
No,
what you
I'm
mean?
Saying you said for real, like the other one was like was a joke for play. So this
oh,
one is
no,
gonna
no,
be
no,
for real.
No, that was yeah, that was a fluke. I told him to do that. Yeah, I told him to do that. Cause I know once his horsepower get on side you, you gonna have about man. I think I want 25 for the body for the roller. I want 50 for it running. Nah, that's I just want to.
Well, I want. No, man, no. But we gonna race, dog. We gonna race for real.
So did Rambo find out what he can make happen?
Shoot, Rambo might be. I don't know. I heard somebody screwing on some, doing something. I don't know if that was him or not.
Man, Rambo did like he always do, man. Rambo, goddamn, he said he was finna call somebody. He hung up the phone and he ain't called back.
He did it.
Hey, he good till you call it. Once you call his bluff, goddamn, he get the. Hold on, let me make a call and she is. Rambo be gone.
But JP, you notice he current rinses turn the acupressure on and, you know, unplug and let the air, you know, sound like something dropping YouTube. He do that on
Wednesday.
Hey,
hold on, let me call my boy.
Hey, that motherfucker been painting the car for a whole year. He been building the motor for another year. Shit.
Hey, JP, he got time for all that shit y'all talking about. God damn it, y'all gonna leave me alone.
Hey, Dion, you might need to come pick me up one day and take me over to the dead end, man. Let me see if you really got a car over there, man.
I promise you, I'm ready, god damn it. I pay flip them
car. Do it,
I'm ready, yeah, god damn
it. Say, they told me to wait one more week, man.
I'm
in the north side.
I'm going to
stop
like that. I'm going to clubs.
They told me to wait 1 week. That motherfucking. They told me that's why I couldn't get right back. They told me, hold up, Rambo, we're almost there. I said, man, I can't bite my heel. I'm biting holes through my tongue. I got 6 tongue piercings right now, trying to hide the goddamn cut from my tongue. So I need to get my loose. I need to get loose. I'm gonna get deep. Why he talking? Because he don't believe in me. I'm gonna run your head up. I'm gonna freight train you, and then I'm gonna come and get a move, and you gonna quit.
You don't believe yourself.
The first race, I'm gonna do you off the trailer, straight off the trailer.
Oh, okay, how you coming? I'm running my way the way I want to run, but I'm gonna run your head up. And I ain't telling you.
Woo, Lord, so you picking with me right now, boy. I'm going to tell you something. You must be talking. You must be hearing me talk in my sleep. You know it's going to go down. But you
and
know
I
got one.
And I don't care if y'all had 50 balls on there, too.
Oh, you calling that stuff. You've been peeping. So what else you don't care? What else you don't care if you have?
Oh, no. I don't know. I just know before they left, they had 60 balls on there. Nobody run this shit no more. It's 18 years. It's done this shit. So, but I'm saying,
okay, so,
y'all might need that for all the so-called horsepower to talk y'all hair down low. See, like that pet was out there at Jake race. Jump out there and ain't got no fucking high gear.
Man, it's going to be trouble with you, brother.
Well,
oh,
yeah,
trouble to do
for
you. Huh?
That's what I'm looking for,
then. You got it, brother. We might like to money in tomorrow. Y'all got what y'all say, what kind of man y'all got?
Oh, what?
Who going to hold the money?
Well, JB, like, we need to hold the money, so we got to find somebody. I mean, I don't know. JB, that's like, he said he want to get us fucked up, but now he don't even want to hold all your cash out money.
Man, I'm not a dependable person. I'm not a dependable person, man. You can't put me as a DP man. I ain't a dependable. Man, get K-Dog or Allie Ketter, you know, one of them DP men, man. K-Dog
part of my camp, so that ain't
going to
look right. It's like, you know what I'm saying? They don't go like that. Like, they can get
K-Dog
good. But
K-Dog
is a DP man.
Yeah, K-Dog got a reputation. He can hold the money.
He going to call it down the middle.
So they just don't look right, what I'm telling you. They're just
that's
like,
going to be
like,
even
we
worse.
We see racing, but my son played the race. He going to tell me, Daddy, when I go ahead and drop my arms or this or that or this day, you got to say, God, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to bang the light. What you mean?
But
you know, you
And when you still get fucked, you still get fucked real bad, it ain't gonna matter. You're gonna better have double ass at you.
Well,
yeah.
It's best to get a neutral man.
K-Dog, hold the money. Add a cat, it don't matter, $1,500. And we're going to do it for $6,000. That's $1,000.
Yeah, we ain't got to say how much it is. We just say this, that, and whatever. Get up to it is what it is.
Okay. That's cool. You right. Okay, so we're going to meet the V-man tomorrow then.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, we're going to start the meet.
When you get up tomorrow about 12 or 1, let me know. And we're going to meet up and go and do this. Then that way, next week, y'all know. Well, the money's up. No more bullshit. Them niggas really put that money up. That's what I want to hear the radio show next week.
Yeah, tomorrow is 3 hours and 15 minutes away. We might as well do it tonight. Put it up tonight.
JP, what's 3 hours?
I got a new cash app phone.
So, King B on, I know King B got him on last time. Let me see if King B on the show, man, press the one button.
I want to bet with that guy. You're going to drive against somebody else that don't get you. Ain't no driver. I got 300 with him, so he got 250.
Now that's another bit. Me and him gonna race. Yeah. D gonna drive.
We might do on a test date, on a rinse the track date, bro. But it probably ain't gonna even be heard of when it happens. Buster Douglas gonna get on Mike Tyson ass once again. that day we changed from Little Arrow 28 to Buster Douglas.
God damn.
Hold on. Let's see. Hold up. 512-0463, your mic open. Who we got?
You already know who it is. They looking for me.
Who we got? Oh, there goes Lamont right there.
Well, we ready to accommodate you, bud. You know, you were trying to beat your chest last year. We wasn't ready. We didn't think you was ready. We weren't trying to step up to the plate, but this year we're going for Brothers of the Year, so that means we got to fade motherfuckers, though. I want to look at you. We want to check you off.
Yeah, all you got to do is check and win.
Alley cat race.
Win alley cat race.
Labor Memorial Day weekend. Labor Day sometime in the May.
May 30th. May 30th.
10-4.
How you want to do it? We just got to find a DP man since JP. He want everybody to get fucked up, but he don't want to be a DP man. But each other, so we can go each other's words. And, you know, whatever, however you want to do it, we'll talk among us and we get it in. But I just want you to know that I want to look at you.
Hey, man, I always want to look at you, too.
The look is mutual, huh?
Hold on, let me get Alley Cat back on. Y'all want to log it in now and get with Alley Cat where y'all can. Hold on, let me see if I get Alley Cat back on. Hold on. Go ahead, y'all keep talking. I'm gonna get him on.
Talk to me. What we doing? What we doing, D?
We like 1,005 or better.
All right.
Yeah, I got a.
What else?
I got Alley Cat. I got Alley Cat on for y'all. So the DP man on the phone. I got Alley Cat on there.
What else is the rule?
It ain't
no. So we running head up 5 or better.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Where we going to lock up?
Whenever you call it. I mean, it don't matter.
Don't matter to me. Whatever you want to do.
I mean, we can wait a day up. I'm telling you, I'm saying, like,
it don't matter. Hey, man. Hey, man, me and you know each other. All you got to do is speak what we're going to do in this home. We ain't tripping. You want to put the money when it come through the gate up? Are we going to be putting the money before we get there? How we doing?
Yeah, you know, it's you call it, man. I want you, Nick, and Rainbow. You know, y'all, you know, pick the time, you know, where the car cool, down in between or whatever, and y'all kind of pick the date. You know what I'm saying? We got daylight saving time, so, you know, it don't matter the track good, sticky, we get it on, shit.
Let me make it. Alicat, you on here, Alicat?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's make it a little easier then, man. Why don't y'all set up give Alicat the steps of the race, and then, you know, whatever y'all going to run for or whatever, y'all can figure that out, but at least get a man the steps of the race and how y'all going to do it as far as the money. Either the week before the race, y'all going to send the DP money, or the day of, y'all going to come in with whatever y'all going to race for. That way he can have it on the books and he knows, you know, what it's going to be.
When we come through the gate, find cash. Put up what? $2,000? $25,000? What you want to do?
I just told you, you know, we can do $1,000 on a nickel bill.
That's a bet. When we come through the gate, you got to find Alley Cat.
Yeah.
$1,000 on
$5,000
or better, right?
Yeah.
You say what?
Head up. Pro tree. No time.
Yeah. No ticket.
No tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the same go for Nick.
Yep. For lanes. What time?
We ain't found no time. He said he got two or three more races or something. I don't know.
I'm not one for sure. The other one just talked with, what, you know, you pick the time, you and Nick pick the time, let me know, and we'll just put an hour in between, so whoever want to go first, however you want to do it. But Nick then, well, look, D, I'm going to tell you, let me see, hold up, because Nick then fell off, so why don't y'all, if y'all want to race, y'all lock in the time, and then you can make Nick wait an hour after, an hour or two, or whatever, after y'all race.
You want to be in stay lane at 8 o'clock?
8:30. That's a bet. Be in the lane. Be in the lane. Ready to go at 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so this is Lamont versus Lil Larry on 28th or what?
Yeah.
All right. Now find out what kind of car you got, man. Find out what kind of car you got. Lamont's the name. What car you bringing, man? You can't just say Lamont.
What you bringing, Lamont?
What kind of car you bringing? You know what you bringing.
They already know I ain't got but one car.
Oh, okay. I want to make sure.
What car is
that?
Black Camaro. Black Camaro.
Okay.
On 28.
Late model, new model, or what? What year model Camaro is? Hey, Lamont, is that the one you're locking in Dallas? The same one you're locking in Dallas?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, send a picture. Okay.
Send it to who?
Boy,
more than $600 billion towards...
Send a picture to who?
You want to send it to Alicat?
Yeah, send it to Alicat. You'll send it to her. $180 billion
towards research and development.
All right.
So we pull in the gate and we hand the money to Sam. There's no break clause after, you know, you make a hit or whatever. So, I mean, it ain't no race if we don't hand the money. So we pull in the gate and we hand the money. That $1,000 automatic got to go to somebody. So once we pull in
and we agree. And no matter whatever happened in between or afterwards, they automatically go for your travel or my, you know, I ain't got to travel because it's in my backyard, but, you know, we'll do it like that. So, ain't no break clause unless that happens then, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it ain't locked until we put in the case and hand the money. And then we go from there. 28, no balls, you know, ain't nothing dressing no man's car. I don't give a fuck what side of them. I don't give a fuck what you got in that motherfucker. All that bitch on 28, we gonna dance.
All right, there it is. 28, no balls. 105 or better. Heads up, flip the lane. Been in the lane at 8 o'clock. We're going to go Lamont Black Camaro against Lil Atlanta on 28. No break clause.
No time, no ticket.
Yeah, no time, no ticket. Let me write that down. You're right.
No ticket.
Do Nick Race too, Cat. You might well be DP man on there too. Kill two birds with one stone.
Where's Nick at?
Yo, Nick.
What was that? 8:30,
right? What time was that?
8 p.m.
Yeah, so we do Nick at
9
or
7. Where the hell Nick at? Is he on here, JP? Now, do Nick around 10, man. Do Nick around 10. Get the time to call a cool off and try to get his scruples back together. Give him to my team.
But no, we coming to raise. And if y'all can talk to Fudge and to get him back in that water box, we'll look at him too.
Hey, you got two, man. We're gonna let it unfold. Let the two get on. We'll unfold them other ones. You know what it is. Get them two comfortable, and everybody else, they'll fall in line. Shit.
Yeah. Well, shit, Dion standing on toes tonight, goddamn. You standing on the ropes.
Yeah. Hey, dog, how you doing tonight? I'm good, boss. I'm letting my big homie handle his business tonight. I'm just trying to see how he, you know, get the trainer wheels off.
I'm trying to get Nick back on.
He's taking care of the business, Ken. I took the trainer wheels off.
Yeah, I'm trying to, Alicat, I hope you had your glass on. You wrote this shit down. Now, we don't want to be at the track trying to play back the goddamn show to listen to what the stiffs is.
Nah, I wrote everything down. No tickets, no break clause. Can you answer the phone?
Hold on, I'm calling him now. Look.
Lamont, do you make sure Trey be there?
Who?
Trey.
He gonna ride with me. He ain't gotta worry about him. He gonna be there.
Tell him he ain't gotta look for nobody else but me.
I can't tell the man what to do.
512-0268. Your mic open.
Hey.
512-0268.
Hey, come on
back,
yes,
sir.
Hey, what Big B at?
I'm right here.
Hey, why y'all putting the money when you come through the gate? Why y'all gonna lock some money in right now?
I mean, listen,
don't
matter. We can't. I can't get money to whoever needs to be to.
I think that's the best thing to do. I don't send the money in right now instead of waiting till the day of the race. You put it in the gate.
Sure.
You put it,
make
two people. Hold on. Two people pull in the gate, and I come in the gate and I see you on the premises. You see I'm on the premises. I don't take my $1,000 over there. We ain't locked in shit.
That's already understood, man. Go ahead.
Man, it can be understood. All that understood shit. Don't mean nothing, man. Hey,
JJ,
man, hold on.
JJ,
time out. I'm talking right now. Man,
what
just hold up. I'm talking right
what
now.
What you got to do with this?
I'm talking.
I'm
just saying something. I'm just speaking on something.
I'm just
okay,
speaking on something.
Dave.
It's a free.
It's Dave.
Man, listen, man. I can say whatever I want to say to any race on here. Man,
oh,
if
we're right.
Going to lock something, if I say it's on, we going on my word. I come in the premises, you in the premises. I can say I ain't right today. I don't got to get that money up to you no more. Give a damn about what we say.
Cat,
I just told you that. That's the thing with that grudge uh-huh. racer right now. We're going to lock in when we get in the gate. Man, ain't no motherfucking
Cat,
lock in. That's a bunch
now.
Of talking, nigga.
Hey, y'all ready? Hold up. Here go Nick right here. Come on, Nick. I got Nick on the phone. Cat, you still on here, huh, Cat?
Hey, I had to drop off, man. I had a house guest. I'm sorry. What happened now?
Hey, there go Nick. Now, they just trying to confirm a lock in with that. We got the DP man on the phone.
Nick, I really want to leave taking the 500, but... You know, you stuck on 250. I know somebody in your crew can put the other 250. But let's just send 500 to Allocat tomorrow, 10 o'clock, the day, a month from today,
2 months from today.
And the month, we can send the
Allocat
tonight and tomorrow, $1,000 for the 30 at 8 o'clock.
Come on, say it again, what?
We all going to send Allocat the money.
Say, what did we agree on? We don't need nobody talking on our money. What did me and you agree on?
Exactly.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
exactly my age.
My Twitter don't matter to me.
Hey, why are you bumping? Like, I ain't talking to you, man. Can't nobody talk on me and you done already discussed?
Look,
No break clause once we own the premises and pay the fuck out money. I mean, pay the punk money, fuck out money.
Okay, for when? For Allocat's race?
Yeah.
Okay, so we pay Allocat when we get there, the fuck out money?
We go to the gate, we get Allocat 500 feet. No break clause after we get there. No matter whatever you do with the case.
Give Allocat 500. If you break, you owe me 500. If I break, I owe you 500. Right?
Yeah, if we break, basically the turn up. If I break, basically the money or anything, then it's just, yeah.
Okay. So if you don't come there, then you don't owe me no money.
Yeah, if you don't come, I don't owe you no money because it ain't locked.
Okay. All right. That's
the best. Is this heads up to plane? What is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Heads up, Mr. Lane. Track
no
rules.
No time.
Racing. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not trying to hustle nobody, man. I just want to race.
Yeah. Head up. You flip the lane. Pro treat. No time.
Yeah.
No tea.
Yeah.
That's track rules.
Easy stuff.
Yeah,
you
want to
get down, kid?
All right.
You got it, Jeff?
It's going to be 500 on what?
Well, me and Nick never really said a number. Me and Lamont only one said one, so I don't really know.
What you want to do it for, Dick?
Man, I don't know. We can talk about it, but... We're going to race. And...
okay. No break calls, heads up, 10 p.m. No tickets, still for Lane's Poetry.
Yep.
Hey,
all right. And if you, hey, Dion.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know from me, if you're in the lanes at like 10:30, I don't care as long as we race. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
we're
right.
Just saying,
we're
running out of time to get back in there
and
cool down
now
and
tell,
but yeah.
Okay. All right. All
hey,
right. Whoever ain't talking, y'all mute y'all mic, man. They got a bunch of background noise. Y'all mute y'all mic, please.
All right. We got Christine Nick Carr versus Lil Larry on 28. 500 on is open. No break clause, heads up, be in the lanes, ready to go at 10 p.m. No tickets, the Flames Pro Treat. Rick, you agree,
yep.
Nick?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
That's a wrap.
Three, four, six, 38-30, your mic open. Three, four, six, 38-30, your mic open. All right, ain't seeing that. D, what else
you
got on your mind?
You did good tonight, man. You went past 9 o'clock, man. I guess you got some PTO, time over, you know, the time over for all the time you could show. So you got some issues. You got like another hour.
I'm finna, what you drinking on tonight?
Oh, tea.
Huh?
Some tea? Yeah, sweet tea, yeah.
Man, you ain't got the Hennessy with you, dog. I was gonna drop my location, man. Come on, finish drinking that bottle with me tonight.
Nah, I want sweet tea, man.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I ain't dropping my location tonight, then. Shit, you ain't drinking my cup of tea, man. Shit. Well, I guess I don't know, man. Who else we got on here? Yeah, Lamar didn't fell off, but I guess you got something goddamn accomplished tonight, man. I guess next week you better holler at me, you know, the day or two before if you want to be the goddamn head honcho of the show, god dog on me. And I goddamn sit
cold,
back and let you do your thing.
Nah, I didn't want to be co-host, man. I didn't want to, you know what I'm saying?
Next week you be the co-host. Next week ain't no more lock-ins. He on mute. He on mute from now to the race.
He good.
What happened? I'm
here.
Hey,
co-host
now.
Hey.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. Hey, Dion, your ass in the hot seat after this goddamn show go off, huh?
I just
No, I'm just fucking with
you. I thought we're going for girls of the year. Event racing ain't going to be what it is, so. Well, we're going to change that. So we can run on private test night, but being on the front one side of the track.
Yeah. Well, hey, when me and you race, just let me get the good side of the track.
Yeah, hit the pause every one. You know you ain't going to do that. Well, I can't
You done fucked up now. You done fucked up now. You can get it now. You can get there, sir. I'll give you that all day, twice on Sunday this year.
Yeah.
Hey, snowfall time, JP. Time for snowfall now.
Well, but go on, watch snowfall. D say he the sponsor tonight. He said fuck this shit.
Nick and Lamont gonna do something. That's something to talk about.
Yeah,
man, you might find something else in between now. Shit. I don't know what else.
We gonna go to Memphis, man, and, see what it was.
When Bobby Cole race is? Is that and when April what 20? Like the 23rd, huh?
Yeah, 23rd, 24th.
Looks like that's gonna turn out to be a nice one.
Hey, JP.
Yeah, JP. Yeah, Dre.
There's too many killers gonna be over there, so a lot of these motherfuckers don't. Down here, not going to want to go over there.
Oh, they good, Dre. They good.
Y'all going, Dre?
Yes, sir.
They good, Dre. They good.
Who y'all locked in with?
We got a guy locked in named Tutu.
Goddamn, Tutu got a bunch of races locked in, huh?
Yeah, he got about eight. He got three cars, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been hearing his name, goddamn, locking in a bunch of shit.
He got four locked in with his Camaro, and he got two locked in with his D-Body, and he got two locked in with his Mustang. So he got like eight races out of him.
Yeah. I thought he was all one car. I about to say, boy, he's a bad man. He must have got a spare motor or something out there. He running all them races with one car.
He got three cars, man.
Yes, sir.
They tried to lock in Jesse James yesterday.
What they did? They backpedaled?
Who?
Jesse James.
Well, Allen started, I think folks say he was like, He hurt the car the other day, so he got to get it back together. Then they'll lock in.
Oh, okay.
So I can't say they backfilled as of yet.
Yeah. Yeah, like that's going to be a pretty good goddamn race over there.
Lock in 40, Dre.
Huh?
Lock in 40
on what?
2-2, go in on your ass.
Who is this, man?
Grand Reaper.
Who the hell is that? JP, who the hell did that talk, man?
Yeah, I don't even know. I can't catch the voice, Dre.
T-Love, fool.
Man, T-Love, go play in traffic, man. I'm going to knock 2-2 doors off that motherfucking car.
Y'all just got one locked in race over there so far?
Yeah. We got another one possibly trying to get the deal worked out with it now.
Okay. Yes, sir.
You going up there, Troy?
That's JP, Troy. Sir. That's not Troy.
JP, you going up there?
I wonder. I don't know. I might ride out there.
Hey, you can ride with me.
I might ride out there. He's about to help you drive.
You can ride with me. I need. Hell yeah.
Man, it sounds like you need a plane ticket.
I'm gonna be drinking while you drive.
Huh?
I'm gonna be drinking while you drive.
Oh hell no.
Leave that shit alone, JP.
Hey, look, Dre, I'm about to tell you, last time I looked between my legs, I didn't have the shit that he liked.
Yeah, there you go.
He drank that antioxidant shit. He drank that Ace of Spades shit, though. More antioxidant.
He drank that good shit, huh?
That motherfucker drank the champagne.
Yeah, man. Hope everybody have fun going up there, man. Stay out of trouble.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Like, shit, man.
Like Dre say, shit. A lot of gangsters up there with.
No, they ain't. Yeah, a lot of times they ain't as bad as you think they is. You just be seeing them on the videos, so you think they're a lot better than what they is. But
I'm from there. I'm from there. They ain't lying.
Hey, man. Look here. JP, that G-body that's on here doing all that bluffing and whuffing shit, I can get that motherfucker locked in right now with a call over there. Fuck that weekend if they really serious about doing it. I can get them locked in tonight.
What G body? You talking about Lil Larry?
Lil Harry, Lil whatever the fuck they call that shit. I hear a lot of woofing and talking, so I can get him what he wants tonight if he really wants that.
I think he was trying to lock
you. You just get your own goddamn race. That's what you do. You stick to your own shit.
Now that go to the rest of the bullshit ass fun boy. I'm talking about the man that bought that joint out. They go to the owner right there. That's who the car named after right there. I don't give a fuck who that motherfucker name is.
JP, you finna shut the show down. What the hold up here, JP? You finna shut the show down, man. Everything else is holding it up, man. They want to hear self talk.
Huh?
Yeah. They want to hear self talk, JP.
Oh, see, now they want to try to come with this homeboy shit. Man, fuck all you niggas in that car camp. Now, how about that?
Goddamn, Dre. Damn,
they come with some triple team talk now.
Triple team.
Nah, JP, that wasn't for you. Hey, JP, that wasn't for you.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. Don't let it fool you, JP.
He put an address on it though. I ain't gonna bump with him tonight.
I told you to shut the show down.
Goddamn Dion and Heat. He done got a couple more, so. He said he going for the goddamn Grudge Racer of the Year, Grudge Camp of the Year. All that shit. I don't know what he got going on over there, man. And I appreciate y'all coming out tonight, and we'll do it again next week, man.
That's on me, baby. Yeah, you can snooze if you wanna, but not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You know you ain't guessing me. Yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all the vine on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. Yeah.
baby. Yeah, be my peace, baby. Hey, if you won't be, baby, hey, then you can leave, baby. Yeah, I don't sleep, baby. Hey, I'm so street, baby. Hey, solo key, baby. Yeah, and I don't guess at me. I totally look into the friend up, I suck, these people will laugh at me. They say, look, yellow, you too floss up, these n***as after you. But I ain't making that for no, flip your a little.